Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
The captain.
And Mark, trying to hold all this together.
Yeah, because you keep saying, oh Lord, like every time I talk about police. I have no respect for police.
Oh Lord.
It shows.
To be clear. I think they probably got into it with the noblest of intentions, but they found themselves...
That's worthy of some respect, right? No. I mean, having noble intentions when you start something?
Yes, but the ones who I respect immediately quit because they realize that there's nothing noble about it, and all they're doing is, you know, the peon work of the state. They're assaulting people, kidnapping people, extorting people, harassing people, impeding people, and it's all for the glory of the state and the lining the pockets of politicians and themselves.
Yeah, I mean, if you think of other public service organizations, you know, your fireman, Mark, you know, have you ever gotten into a fire truck and sort of driven around a neighborhood looking for rogue fires or, you know, parked around a corner, like hoping to catch somebody setting a fire, something like that?
No.
No other organization acts like the police do.
No, and for the last year, police here have been stalking me. It's resumed recently. There was about a four-month period where they largely left me alone, but it has again resumed, and it's frustrating. The other night, someone came into work and informed me that there were a lot of state troopers out there. Now, this was just random chatter, and it made me realize that the only people who have ever harassed me as I'm going about my life were police.
Interesting.
Yeah. No one else has ever held a gun on me or approached me with a gun and made me obey their arbitrary, asinine commands. No one else has ever extorted money from me. No one else has ever kidnapped me. No one else has ever locked me in a concrete room against my will. No one has ever strip searched me. No one else has ever violated my bodily autonomy. It's just police. So when I say I have no respect for them, it's because look at what they're doing. Look at the world we actually live in, where you're overwhelmingly likely to be targeted by the police and inflicted with one of these heinous acts. While they attempt to, quote, protect you from all of the boogeymen out there that they say want to inflict these heinous acts on you, but that don't exist and that have never affected me.
Yeah, where you and I agree is that, you know, people would be far better off left to deal with people on an individual person-to-person basis than by using some extreme state organization filled with guys in costumes with guns who have the us-against-them mentality.
Sure.
You know, because at least individually, if I bump into somebody being, well, less than personable, I'm free to deal with that person until I feel like I've, you know, either gotten away from the situation or I've resolved it to my satisfaction. With the state, that can never occur.
No. Like, if I'm driving home at 3 in the morning and somebody comes barreling up behind me flashing their lights or whatever, I'm going to probably move over to let them by. But if they instead pull in behind my driveway and come out with guns drawn, they're getting shot. But you can't do that with police. You can't even keep driving because they're going to get roadblocks on you, tire strips and all of that, and then you're going to go to prison for evading the police. It's completely...
Yeah,
screwed up.
I'm very curious as to why the cops have targeted you. I don't really know much about it. I know that it keeps happening.
It does.
I mean, you have evidence. You have produced evidence. This is not some kind of harebrained kind of paranoiac story. I've seen the evidence. I know that it's true. I will say this.
Ian had to come pick me up at like 2 o'clock in the morning once because a state trooper was just parked on the other side of the street waiting on me to leave where I was so that he could pull me over in the dark.
I lived in a town here in New Hampshire that didn't have a police department. And this is not unusual in New Hampshire. Now, That doesn't mean there aren't police, right? There's state police, there's the county sheriff, and it's, but they're like you just said, Captain Kickass. They will show up if you have a problem. If your house is burglarized, you can call the state police, and the state police will come by, and they will write you out a piece of paper that verifies, indeed, the house is burglarized, and this person says that this, 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 and this are missing. And they may even leave a little blank space. You can write a few extra things in after they go because, you know, you forget things. But that's not the same as this person that will show up and harass you at your house, you know, at night and day. Usually in these sorts of places, at least in New Hampshire, I don't know what it's like in the rest of America, where they don't have cops, they do have something else. And that's a large amount of firearms.
Yes.
Now, there's not a lot of burglaries that go on in this particular area that I was talking about, and there's lots of them in New Hampshire, but I lived in one of them. I mean, burglaries are pretty rare, and when they do happen, sometimes burglars end up in a coffin. So, yeah, I mean, you know.
But you should always be armed, even if there are police to deal with burglaries, because... best case scenario, the police still have to travel to your house to help you out with this burglar, you know, and that's an average response time of what, like 27 minutes, something along those lines. So that's 27 minutes for this burglar to do whatever he wants to you if you're not armed. You're there already. You know, you have the inside track. Grab your gun and shoot him.
Well, I don't know.
Free
that
advice from Aria DeMezzo.
I don't recommend shooting burglars personally.
I don't recommend shooting to kill them.
A burglar is somebody who comes to steal something out of the house, not a home invader. Different thing. Not that you'll know the difference if they come, but
I think that's literally a home invasion.
Right. Well, a home invasion, it's about intent. Okay.
Okay.
A burglar comes in.
I'm not going to ask their intent.
I understand that you would not ask their intent. I'm just saying.
Excuse me, sir. Are you here to violate me? Or my property.
There's nothing that's not alive that's in my house that's worth defending with a gun. That is not. You know, I don't keep those. You shouldn't have things in your house that are worth shooting people over, except your family, you know? Your wife, your kids, maybe even your dog.
Well, I would agree that shooting to kill would be excessive. But, you know, shooting them in the leg, disabling them, I'm good with that.
Pretty much everybody who uses weapons says shoot center of mass. Because that's where...
Well, become better shots. That's what I have to tell those people.
Legs move.
Not faster than bullets.
That much is true.
Well, speaking of burglary, this Booth guy was actually charged with burglary.
Booth was charged with burglary?
Amongst other things. And none of this really makes any sense.
No, none of the story makes sense. I mean, we're talking about an Instagram dude who got a bunch of followers and live-streamed police coming to... search his home over red flag laws. It doesn't make sense from the start, right?
Right. And, you know, the whole, okay, so, you know, followers are blowing up 911, and, you know, he's streaming live on the internet. And around 9:30 p.m., police were able to convince him to come out of his home.
On the subject of live streaming on the internet, always a good idea when you're dealing with law enforcement. The app Cell 411,
oh, yeah,
makes that super easy. You can stream simultaneously to Facebook, the Cell 411 servers, and your own YouTube channel. Highly recommend it.
Yep, agreed. Apparently, they took him into custody on a felony arrest warrant from the earlier domestic incident. They don't state what specifically was felonious about it. Police are also charging Booth with burglary, criminal trespass, criminal contempt, aggravated harassment, and petite larceny.
Are they explaining any of this?
No.
Okay, of course not. They're the police,
like,
right? They don't have to explain.
I mean, this is another thing that police do, right? They'll arrest you. They'll charge you with multiple things, right? A litany list of offenses that you allegedly have done. And then that's sort of the leverage they use when they offer you the plea deals so that you don't take it all the way to court and fight them over everything. They're like, oh, well, we'll drop these, you know, seven things that, you know, you say you didn't do, but, you know, we'll prosecute you for this one thing. And then you go, oh, well, that's sounds good because you're dumb, right? And then they prosecute you for that instead of you going to trial, which is what I think most people should do.
I think so. I mean, you're only going to beat it if you take it to trial.
I don't know what I think about that either. Remember, these are people living in America talking about how a guy who's living in New York is somehow supposed to find a little more freedom in his life.
Well, moving out of New York is definitely the first step.
It's a good move. I think it's best to take things to trial, but sometimes they make it so that the cost of taking something to trial is
very
so high
that
you might as well take the plea.
You're not wrong. And that's one of the ways that they rig the game against the poor, you know. That's why so many of our prisons are filled with poor people.
You can either be rich or you can get a fair trial.
855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And you know, the mobile wallet that I use for holding my cryptocurrency, for spending my cryptocurrency, is the Edge Wallet. It's available for both iOS and Android and allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. You can evidently buy directly from the app. I haven't actually done that because
I've done that. It's cool.
I have better access to cryptocurrency than the average person. But you evidently can buy, and I wouldn't recommend selling, but you can evidently sell directly through the app as well. It has support for Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and so many more. It's got a veteran team that has been working on it since 2017 with a tagline of Secure Your Freedom. You can find out more about it at edge.app. It doesn't use any of that 24-word passphrase crap. You can actually get a 24-word passphrase if you want like a hard backup, but it uses a username and password login system that is just awesome.
A lot easier. And if you, you know, flush your phone down the toilet and you get another phone, put the username and the password in and everything's there.
Yep.
It's pretty impressive. I just couldn't be happier with this. Conceivably, you could have your whole digital cryptocurrency life in your Edge wallet, right? You can buy your crypto there. You can trade it there if you want to do some trading. You can use it to spend. Whatever. You want a friend you want to sell some to, get some cash so you can do some stuff, or vice versa. You can do all that.
Again, check it out at edge.app or the iOS store or the Google Play store.
The coolest bit about doing the in-wallet exchange was that, at least when I did it, I needed to exchange one crypto into another, and it allowed you to choose between either like a KYC exchange or a non-KYC exchange. Now, of course, the non-KYC exchange is a little more costly in the, for the fees in the exchange, but they had a variety of selections for a guy to choose from, and I thought that was phenomenal.
KYC refers to the Know Your Customer laws that the United States puts on banks that make them do business with people. Even the smallest amounts, apparently, they choose to collect people's information for the smallest amount, the smallest transactions.
Yeah, this was a $40 transaction, and to use one of the KYC exchanges in the wallet, I would have had to upload, you know, a copy of my driver's license, a bill for my whatever the KYC requirements are to satisfy that exchange before I could change $40 of, you know, say Bitcoin Cash into Dash or something like that.
This is also another reason that local.bitcoin.com is such a great trading platform, is that it has none of that. You know, if you want to use like Kraken or some other exchange, or even the other site, localbitcoins.com, you're going to get KYC'd to death, especially on localbitcoins.com these days. It's absurd how much KYC they require.
Indeed.
But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I need to speak up again about, you've been talking about it a little bit with regard to this poor slob and the red flag, law that came down on him like a ton of bricks.
Sure.
The idea that we throw out due process and...
Well, that's what President Trump said, take the guns first, due process.
Well, and Trump, is on a regular basis an idiot, so that's, expected. But, we don't need to believe these people. We need to examine what's really going on.
And the idea
that anybody on the street can walk down by a house, see somebody they know, point a finger at them and say, he has guns and I'm pretty sure he's going to do something bad with them.
That's Slave. You're referring to the red flag laws, right?
Of course. Yes.
You didn't state that.
Yeah. Well, no, I did. I brought it up.
Well, these dead,
but anyway.
These red flag laws do have a great opportunity for somebody to have a little vendetta against somebody else, and it ain't pretty. I mean, you know, who's it going to be? Is it going to be the cops claiming that's what happened with Ian here at one point years ago? Somebody drove by, said, I don't like the way your lawn looks, and pretty quickly, Ian's in jail. Now, yeah, Ian's a pain in the butt, there's no doubt about it. But
I wish people at their front doors, when they know they don't expect anyone, that they're at the ready with some pretty good firepower. You know what I mean? I want people.
The problem with that is that the police will shoot you, whether they have a right to be there or not.
Listen.
No, I mean you're basically inviting people to get shot and killed by police.
I want them to be shot.
You're basically like, hey, the police come knocking on your door. Answer with a lot of firepower.
That's bad.
This isn't a knock. This is a no-knock raid. This is the thing that one chief of police somewhere is stopping. Aren't they? The no-knock raids are just the most horrendous bad idea that can even go on. The only time that they need a no-knock raid is when, in fact, there is actually, no conflict between the two people. You know, there's no victim involved.
They need a no-knock raid for no victim?
So you mean like if I was visiting my girlfriend, that's the only acceptable no-knock raid is what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm just saying that the vast majority of crimes are victim-free. And the vast majority of drug crimes are the ones where they're doing these.
That's true. Most no-knock raids are committed against people who are drug offenders or whatever. I'd say that I think there's a place for no-knock raids, that the problem is that 99% of them aren't for these things, and that there's this small, small margin of situations where, I don't know, maybe they kidnapped a kid or something, and somebody knows where it is, you bust a door in, and, yeah, well, that's good, or whatever.
Well, and just remember, too, it's only a matter of time until we see a red flag law that turns into a no-knock raid. These things get assembled in a variety of ways, particularly as they pass new and more intrusive laws, and it's only a matter of time until we see this cascade like that.
And that's a scary thought.
I know.
No-knock raids themselves, that's a scary thought. That's police asking for it. It really is. You go into somebody's house in the middle of the night, no knocking, no warrant, nothing. You deserve to get shot at. I'm sorry, you do. And I would be one of the ones shooting you in that particular scenario if you came into my house like that, because you don't know if that's a burglar or if that's a criminal gang. Well, it is a criminal gang if it's police.
Right.
But you don't know if it's a non-police criminal gang, you know? It's stupid that they would even risk it, that they would risk officers' lives that they value so highly, because blue lives matter in no-knock raids. 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is defending the handling of the firing of U.S. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer.
We've been thinking about that for a long time. That didn't just happen. I have to protect my warfighters. A lot of warfighters and people in the military have thanked us very much. It's about time.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn will have to obey a subpoena to testify in the House Judiciary Committee. A federal judge rejected the Trump administration's claim that McGahn couldn't be forced to testify because he was a close advisor to President Trump. The Chinese national woman who trespassed at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort is being sentenced to 8 months in prison. The woman was caught entering the Palm Beach, Florida club back in March with a thumb drive infected with malware. She's already been in the slammer for 7 months, meaning she could be out in a matter of weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about just general, the government being upset with people. You know, they have these red flag laws and things like that that they just really don't like people being free. And, of course, libertarians like being free, so we've been developing a directory of liberty-minded businesses, because if we want more libertarians in the area, we have to make being a libertarian in the area profitable.
And it's everybody's area.
It is. So liberty.menu is a tool for doing exactly that. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and so much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it so that you can connect and share with others. However, use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. Another thing that politicians and the state and its little, you know, circus also doesn't like, or that it does like, is Captain America, which is a weird story to me because I always refer to people as Captain America in a condescending way.
It's because you don't know anything about Captain America.
I like Captain America, the comic book character.
Okay. Mm. Who were we talking about then?
The idea of Captain America.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. School me, Mark.
Well, Captain America has long been a beacon for
American sovereignty.
No.
He's Captain America.
I get where you're coming from.
Not Captain Humanity.
Sure. Captain America was created in 1941.
He is the jingoist. The only comic book character more jingoist than Captain America would be Superman.
I don't know that Superman is. I don't know that people think of him as jingoist, though.
Well, because they don't understand the character.
I think.
Right. I mean, he wasn't invincible when he was first developed, but as American ego grew more and more out of control, so did Superman's abilities.
That is an interesting correlation. I'm not sure that that has much to do with much. I think that Superman is. He's often pictured alongside an American flag. He's certainly done the bidding of the United States government at times. He is an illegal alien, mind you.
Alien, too, not a person without the correct paperwork.
But Captain America is largely misunderstood in this way by both people who dislike and like him for their misunderstandings, all right?
So how do you say he's not a symbol of America as he's decked out in red, white, and blue and called Captain America?
I don't know that that is true or not. He is a symbol of American ideals, right? And those I still like. Now,
freedom, economic prosperity, those things.
Right.
But he's not Captain Freedom.
He's not Captain Freedom. There probably is one out there, but Captain America is...
Or some libertarian right now is going, ooh, Captain Freedom. Dobby Barker's out there making Captain Freedom right now.
So let's just talk about Captain America real quick. So Captain America created in 1941 to punch Hitler in the mouth, right, by Jews. So you can see
right,
why...
America.
Well, I think that they hoped more for America than what they were getting. Right. Don't forget that in 1939, Roosevelt and many American politicians make sure that I think it's the Amsterdam gets turned around, and many of the people, the Jews that were on that boat, died. Also, signaling to Jews around the world, especially the ones in Nazi-occupied areas, that hey, sorry about your luck, you're not coming here. Imagine for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, if you will. How powerful America would be right now if it took all those Ashkenazi Jews and instead of sending them to Israel, where they had to, fight for their existence, letting them move here to the United States and build a better life for themselves. These are people that have, shown themselves again and again and again to be very prosperous and, nobody has more Nobel Prizes than the Jews.
Well, isn't Israel kind of a subsidiary of the United States in geopolitical terms anyway?
I'm not sure that it's not the opposite, but...
I'm not touching that one.
All right, so then let's move Captain America fast forward to the early 70s when he gets his buddy the Falcon on his team. Captain America is very upset with the civil rights movement and the way some Americans are not being treated fairly.
He's upset with the civil rights movement, or upset that it was necessary?
He's upset that the United States government, specifically people in the South, are not being treated properly.
Okay.
And he actually gives up the Captain America uniform for a little while to call himself Nomad, and then at some point realizes, well, somebody's got to wear this uniform and stand up for what America was meant to be, so I guess it's going to be me.
Yeah, he literally rejected his statism, if you will.
Yeah, and then have you got a chance to see the Winter Soldier movie?
I did.
In my opinion, the single best in the entire Avengers franchise. It's great. Because
I don't know. Civil War was really good.
There's a lot of good action in Civil War, but when you realize that Winter Soldier exposes the fact that totalitarians infiltrated our government at the same time we began, the United States government, at the same time they began the imperialist expansion, and those totalitarians have, used and created, manufactured crises around the world in order to increase their power over people of the globe, culminating in preemptive assassinations of intellectuals. Well, it just kind of sums it all up.
You're not wrong. That is largely... how we got to where we are today. In order to fight the national socialism of Nazi Germany, the United States became a nationalist and socialist, a fascist regime.
Yeah, I guess that they were already well on their way, but...
It began during World War One.
Yeah, probably even before that, Roosevelt and, you know, how far ever you want to go back.
And circling back to Captain America, as a kid growing up reading comic books, Captain America was certainly my first exposure to sort of freedom as a philosophy.
Really?
Yeah, because he, you know, he was a bit of an idealist. The word freedom was always surrounding, you know, in his word bubbles in the comic books. He was very explicit in that he desired freedom for everybody, not just people within a certain geographical area, you know, worshipping a certain sky cloth, right?
Okay.
So, like, as a philosophy, like, and, I mean, mind you, I didn't understand anything. I thought it was cool he had a shield and, you know, would, you know, kick ass, right? You know, so.
He was overpowered in all the video games, for sure, because he had the shield and most of the characters you played as didn't.
Right, and he's not bulletproof. And whereas he's fighting against people with adamantium skeletons and a variety of things. It doesn't make any sense. You know, Captain America shouldn't be able to best Spider-Man at all. The guy can lift a car and swat you with it. Whereas
Spider-Man
can pick up a car and swat Captain America with it.
Spider strength.
But
is Captain America not capable of doing that?
He cannot lift a car, no.
Okay.
He should be something above, an Olympic-level athlete,
okay,
is what the Marvel Universe said back in the 80s. So let's presume he gets a little stronger with age. I don't know exactly, but not... You know, not much. He shouldn't be able to do anything more than the strongest man can do. And the strongest man, by the way, does not look like Captain America and cannot fight like Captain America and cannot do backflips and jumpy doos like Captain America can. So if you presume that Captain America is the culmination of the greatest athletes that we have known in our lifetime, you know, the okay, Jim Thorpe of humans, as it were. That
I don't understand that reference.
Jim Thorpe is probably the greatest athlete that the world has ever known, and doesn't get a lot of credit.
Okay.
He's an American Indian and won like the decathlon and a different pair of shoes, two different shoes, because he had to find one of garbage.
It's pretty amazing.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, Captain America, Marvel is unhappy with how politicians are using Captain America, and we're going to get more into that in just a moment. Give us a call. What do you think about Mark's little history lesson? Is he right? Is he wrong? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
The Captain.
And Mark. Are you sick and tired of Washington politicians making decisions about you and your family's health care? Obamacare, which was supposed to be an affordable health care with a choice, has turned into a high-priced insurance with very little choice.
Yeah, it's a mess, man.
Yeah. If you like your high prices, you can keep them, but the team at BetterPlans.net believe that there was a better way to go about health insurance, and they figured it out. You can call them at 800-714. All right, I'm sorry, you handed me this, and I didn't have my reading glasses on. I know it's, you know.
Well, you're more familiar with it, and I knew you would have a different spin
you
on
your,
it.
Your late 20s or where, whatever your age is, you don't know what this is like. 800-714-1802 to get a fast and free quote. The truth is that you can get affordable health care plans that cost hundreds of dollars less per month. However, the first step is to become aware of how the wool is being pulled over your eyes. You can download their free wool ebook at it's Dirty Little Secrets. It's at betterplans.net and see their simple pricing plans. Every bit as good as the major providers' plans for as little as $145 per month for a single, and even greater savings for families and businesses. Gain access to educational videos and a free quote plus your free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. Obamacare enrollment deadline is December the 15th. Don't delay. Visit betterplans.net or call 800-714-1802. 800-714-1802, betterplans.net. I did an interview with them today. We're going to be playing it here at the end of the show. And, yeah, they're offering something really exciting.
I don't understand how everyone doesn't see the Affordable Care Act, that's Obamacare,
yep,
as a bailout for the health insurance
company.
That's
what it is, yeah.
That's all it was.
Well, and
right?
It's named the opposite of what it is, right? So it's the unaffordable. We don't care.
Well, certainly. I mean, health insurance is a matter of risk versus reward, the same as all insurance. But you need healthy people to buy insurance to offset the cost of the unhealthy people using the insurance, right? And that wasn't happening in the United States because the cost of health insurance had just skyrocketed. So the government solution was to force people against their will, force young, healthy people to buy health insurance, to subsidize the unhealthy people because the health insurance companies broke it.
Mm-hmm.
They broke the entire system. And if you don't want to do
it, the amazing thing is the price keeps going up.
You get to pay a $2,000-something fine.
I think that the fine has been rescinded with under Trump. So
that's
now
correct.
You just choose not to have health insurance.
I make that choice.
But
knowing full well what it entails.
Sure. And, I mean, you know, it has its consequences. I hope that none of those things occur. You're a young person, so chances are good. I was at your age and didn't have health insurance, so I can't chasten you too much. But as one gets older, one begins to get a little more concerned about these things. So,
certainly.
Yeah.
Was that Mr. Howell?
I'm not sure. I will do a Mr. Howell. I don't mind.
Very good.
I love the mainline accent with the talking between the teeth. You just hold it together here. I have met people who actually talk like this with a transatlantic accent.
You sound like you're trying to do a Sean Connery.
Sean might do with his teeth done, too. The transatlantic accent sort of mixes. It's like American with a little bit of English as opposed to American with a lot.
Okay.
And the idea, transatlantic, right? It's the idea is that you meet the Brits in the middle. And remember, back at the late 1800s, early 1900s, America got very, very much Anglophiles, especially the rich ones, because they had so much money, they could do whatever they wanted. Well, now let's buy some titles.
Okay.
So,
speaking of America.
Yeah, we were talking about Captain America.
We were.
And as a captain, I'm wondering why we're talking about this other captain on the show that I'm on.
The other Captain America?
I mean,
well, fill us in.
I don't want to be usurped by another captain, you know.
Fill us in.
I guess this show's big enough for two captains.
Well,
there you go.
If one of them's Captain America, I think, based on Mark's description, I would make room for the guy.
This from Geek.com. Marvel tells politicians to stop using Captain America in a campaign. Marvel asked a New York City politician to stop using Captain America for campaign purposes.
Now, does it specify how the politician was using Captain America?
A politician recently dressed up as Captain America. And Marvel was not happy about it.
Well, I'm curious about this. So if you buy the costume and it's a Marvel costume, right? It has a little Marvel tag
in
it.
Like a Halloween costume type of thing?
Right. What can I use it for and what can't I then?
Right, right.
That's a really good question. It sounds like Marvel was a bit careless with their costuming merchandise.
I mean, even if you bought, like, the expensive one, right? Not the chintzy one at the Halloween store.
Right.
But
Marvel doesn't make the expensive one, though. They may make an expensive one, but they don't make the good one.
You could get one custom made if you wanted to.
Right. The custom one isn't by Marvel, though.
Well, he could make one himself. I don't think there's any particular. This is probably why they're asking him to stop.
We're probably splitting hairs about
cease and desist, you know?
Official licensed products versus like something that you commission.
That's what I'm talking about, is that I wonder what I can do with the official licensed product.
Yeah, I don't know. But New York. Oh, we're back to New York. Great.
Felly, Captain America is from Brooklyn.
Yeah. New York City Councilman Ben Kallos, Kallos. Received a cease and desist letter from Eli Bard, Marvel's deputy chief counsel, on November 15th, comicbook.com noted. The request was sent.
So he did receive a cease and desist.
He did.
Okay, well, they didn't ask then.
They asked via their attorney.
Disney isn't about asking.
Well,
there's a really great story.
The headline was they asked him to stop, which is like, okay, well, that's fair. He can cosplay as whoever he wants.
Rain Man. When they ask, they don't ask, okay?
Sure.
There's a story from the early 90s about a nursery school in Orlando, near Orlando, that had the Mickey Mouse characters on the wall. And Mickey Mouse, you know, there's a feel-good news story or whatever. The Mickey Mouse people, this is Orlando, see the Mickey Mouse on the wall. They send a cease and desist to the nursery. Stop using our characters. Hanna-Barbera sees the news story, sends artists, flies artists out there to paint a huge murals on all their walls of all the Hanna-Barbera characters, basically telling Mickey Mouse to go stuff it in his big old round ear.
That is so
Disney
nice.
Did this to a nursery?
I know, it's really, it's yucky.
Yes.
They truly are among the most evil corporations out there.
I just wanted to clarify that the headline says Marvel tells politicians to stop using Captain America in campaign. Okay. Not asks.
I thought you said asks.
Tells. I thought I did too, but I went back and looked at the headline again because I'm like, did it say ask? No, it indeed says tells.
Okay.
So they've given them a cease and desist letter. The request was sent after Kalos reportedly used a picture of himself sporting Captain America's suit in a fundraising email called Superhero Alert.
So did he wear this for, like, Halloween? It's just like, oh, this is a good picture. I'm going to use it as in this fundraiser flyer or whatever.
No, he was, at an event, a public event, wearing the Captain America suit. There's actually a picture.
So he had monetized it, essentially, and I think that's probably...
Well, he's using it as part of a campaign...
Fundraiser,
right.
Yeah, that's monetizing.
I don't know that that would be considered monetizing in a legal sense, but all right.
Well, he's attempting to make some amount of money for his campaign.
Yeah, but it's not profit.
You don't...
There's a copy of the
Just saying.
Actual cease and desist letter here. It says, Dear Councilman Kalos.
No, but I'm trying to figure out, like, if I was to wear a Captain America costume and they sent a cease and desist, would it even be valid?
I've worn a Captain America costume on the air here at Free Talk Live, and you can see us right now at cam.freetalklive.com. And I would presume that Disney, if they felt like doing it, at the time it wasn't a Disney product, but if they felt like doing it, they could somehow demand that we take down that video.
What if it was a Halloween episode and you bought...
That's what it was.
And you bought the Captain America costume from a store?
Everything is Marvel licensed.
Then I think they should have to shut up.
I don't know.
I doubt the legal system would agree.
That's the problem with our intellectual property laws in America is that I can buy a Captain America shield that's licensed by Marvel and a Captain America shirt that's licensed by Marvel and, have a sort of a Winter Soldier get-up going on and still be told by Marvel to pull it down.
Would they then defend you in court for getting naked on camera?
Probably not. And the jeans that I was wearing, or the pants that I was wearing, were not Marvel.
Yeah, see, this is another reason I'm not watching the new Star Wars movies. I just don't like Disney or anything.
I hear The Mandalorian's great. I saw the first episode and it was pretty good.
I'm up to date. It's great.
I refuse to watch it. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no. Not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.